We are where we are today because men like Darwin were put out to proclaim a new religion, a belief system. And Darwinism takes an awful lot of belief, if you want to go along with it. You also had Karl Marx, who focused primarily on class struggles, as it were, a science. The theory being that each generation has creative ones within at the bottom level who would fight and pull their way up to the top. And because it similarly, or it was parallel to Darwinism, he wanted to dedicate, I think, the third or fourth edition to Darwin. In fact, he said that Darwin validated the theory. They were all high Freemasons, and I'm sure they all were in on the same little act, although apparently coming from different directions. They all coordinated together to create a new view of life, society, and humanity, and purpose. And in the process, they devalued a human life to an extent where once you have devalued it down to an animal's level, and since you don't have much regard for animals in the first place, those who are taught the sciences believe they can do with the human material what that which they wish. And we have been living through that where, I think beginning in after World War II, it was standard procedure to whip out tonsils and adenoids before the age of 5 in pretty well all British school children or children, on the basis that these were appendages left over, sort of vestiges from a previous time, and you don't need them anymore, and yet those were part of your immune system. You think that's an accident? And I've no doubt most doctors at the time and surgeons really believed their own indoctrination. That's the scary part about belief systems. How easy it is once it's on the go to train people to implement the next part of your belief system, which must follow by using that logic based on the belief system. We've seen Nietzsche. We've seen all of the people, including the founders of the Fabian Society, write about man and Superman and how they would alter humanity and take the creme de la creme and push them into the stature of gods, basically. But along with that comes the other side of the coin. As Bertrand Russell says, what do you do with the useless eaters, the ones who have no function, the ones who haven't evolved enough, fast enough? And we know that those who are trained to believe in this belief system will go the next step. It's logical for them to do so. We've had the eugenicists wreak havoc in the 20th century through the extermination of so-called inferior species. And it wasn't just happening in Germany. It was happening throughout the United States with the great foundations backing them and sterilizing the unfit, as they deemed them. That is where the present belief system has got us, to the devaluation of human life. And it must take the next step and the next step and the next step. As long as it has that belief system, it will do so. What was then unthinkable will be done, and worse. the sad part is many people at the bottom who will be the recipients of the techniques to be used also have been trained to believe in it. And I've heard ordinary people talk about, oh, there's too many people in the world. And some of those third world countries, my God, how they breed. And yada yada, it goes on and on. None of these systems could survive and work without individual cooperation and the acquiescence of the majority by their silence and sometimes even their applause. They used to say that what goes around comes around, and it does. Because what you allow to be done to others will ultimately come round to your door. And how do you personally, eugenically, measure up? All of this, again, was discussed eons ago by other peoples. And from them came out different schools of thought. You had the cynics in Greece who realized that all forms of institutionalized religion were simply control mechanisms to keep a few in power and their offspring for as long as they could hold on to it. You had the Stoics who tried to use rationality for everything and cut out the emotion. You had the atomist groups and schools who supposedly by their brain power understood that atoms were tiny parts of matter and everything revolved around them and nothing was solid. That wasn't dreamed up by them. That was inherited from previous ages. You can't guess at that kind of knowledge. Scientifically, knowledge is supposed to come from the next experiment, the next finding, which sets you off onto the next track. You can't jump whole massive areas of science and come down with the idea of atoms in ancient Greece. In India, a complete social structure was instituted by a people who understood how to implement it and what they were after. Where life could be so terrible for many people, that you could still train them to believe that this was natural, nothing mattered. The world was composed of opposing forces in balance, and sometimes one overtook the other for a little while and you'd either have prosperity or poverty, famine, plagues and warfare. You could make them almost punch drunk with this kind of idea and make them accept it. The Chinese philosophy, the yin and yang, was the same. Same idea. You had pantheism in various stages, a form of believing that everything was inhabited by a spirit, even a stone. And eventually that could lead a person to distraction and terror because compulsive obsessional behavior comes in there where you must start to appease everything when you have a run of bad luck. You must appease the stone, you must appease the tree, you must appease the sky, the clouds, the storm clouds, and appease the sun, an income sacrifice of some kind or another. And much of sacrifice is ritual. Even time can be sacrifice. The time that you spend going through formula of appeasement till you're tied up in bondage and you can't move because of unseen forces outside of your control. The ancient Greeks had many gods. Babylon, ancient Babylon, had many too. And yet to appease them all of them. Eventually there were so many you couldn't keep up with them, but you had to try and appease them all. Because if you didn't, there was always a fear that the gods would start fighting amongst themselves and there would be chaos. You find eventually that most religions are simple projections from the individual personality or the group personality outwards until they personify their own faults and fears and apprehensions in something they try and make tangible and outside of themselves. They used to say that if there was no devil, they'd have to invent them. Because the alternative would be that you'd have to look into yourself and admit that you had the abilities to do all those things you could stone others to death for.